Chapter 3. The Volatility of Everyday Life. To understand how we can measure the volatility of everyday life and the kind of explanations that measuring the volatility of everyday life produces, I need to introduce you to my grandmother. My grandmother was born in 1892. During the last years of her life, I used to sit with her and ask about growing up on New York's Lower East Side in the early years of the 20th century. To me, a suburban New Jersey kid, life as the daughter of recent Polish immigrants living in a tenement on Delancey Street was almost inconceivable. That was especially so because things I took for granted barely existed for her. As a young girl, my grandmother wouldn't have had a phone, invented in 1876, in her apartment, or much acquaintance with electric lights. The first electric power station in New York City opened in 1882. My grandmother rode a trolley to work in a factory where she embroidered pillowcases. And when she and my grandfather moved out to New Jersey in the early 1920s, a local farmer picked up their friends on winter weekends in a horse-drawn sleigh. Radio, television, computers, the internet. My grandmother never took an airplane ride. I don't know whether they owned one of Henry Ford's Model Ts. Ford founded his car company 11 years after my grandmother was born, but I know they owned a Model A. I've seen the photos of my very proud grandparents standing with their car in front of the house they built in 1923. If there was anyone entitled to feel she had lived through volatile times, it was my grandmother. But her view of volatility wasn't what you might expect. The massive changes in her life, phones, electric lights, the car, the airplane, TV, my grandmother just saw as progress. That's how things were. Amazing stuff appeared every year. And every year, life got better. The electric can opener, invented 1956, showed up on the kitchen counter, and a portable TV in her room let her watch her beloved Lawrence Welk without eye rolls from her grandchildren. Amazing progress was my grandmother's idea of normal. If you wanted to hear the tension rise in my grandmother's voice, you didn't talk to her about these things or the move to the suburbs.